7:42, and for a while there, it looked as though former Northeast Florida Congressman and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz was finally out of the White House and the Trump administration, only to find out a couple of hours later he was being nominated by President Trump as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. We head to the White House and CBS's Olivia Rinaldi, and you know, one has to wonder if this was the result of that Signal group chat storyline or something different.
Hey, good morning, Rich and Christina. A lot has changed in the last 24 hours since I last spoke with you. It's a great question of exactly what went wrong. We're told by sources that after Signalgate, which, if you'll remember, back in March was when the National Security Advisor accidentally added a journalist, Jeffrey Goldberg, into a group chat where they were talking about airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen and sharing some sensitive information in there. We're told that Waltz never really recovered in the eyes of the president. He got past it. You know, he was counseled by J.D. Vance on a trip about, you know, being careful and working collaboratively, with the administration. But we're told this is something that's still hung over his head for the last month and a half. And essentially what Trump did yesterday was pull him from National Security Advisor, nominate him to be UN ambassador. The White House is framing this as it's not a firing, we're just rearranging, we're just moving our team around. They don't want to say they're firing anyone because that would imply that the president did something wrong or picked the wrong person. So what we're being told is it's just a rearranging, but make no mistake about it, it's a clear demotion. Even though this role as UN ambassador needs to be confirmed by the Senate, it's still a bit of a demotion to go from the top national security spot to someone who's representing the U.S. on the world stage, but not in the capacity that he would like to be doing it.
Olivia, one of the things that folks are saying is that there is a shortage of experienced people in some of the key national security roles. Is that really a concern for the administration?
Well, it's certainly something to point out. We now have Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who's going to serve as the interim national security advisor. There is precedent for that, though. Henry Kissinger held both positions for 2 years, from 1973 to 1975. So it's not unheard of, but at this point, Secretary Rubio is doing four jobs. Not only is he the Secretary of State, he's also the National Security Advisor. He's the head of USAID, if you'll remember, that got folded into the Department of State, and he is now leading that. And he's the acting National Archivist. So there's a lot on his plate, obviously, and top of mind being national security. Of course, serving in other roles, our CIA Director Ratcliffe, who does have experience. He served in the first Trump administration. And then you have Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. And that's her first time serving in any type of role like that. So there is, you know, as far as experience and years combined, comparatively to other White Houses, there is a lack of that here. But the White House says, no problem. We still have, you know, all of our chips in a row, all of our ducks in a row.
One thing on the Mike Waltz nomination is it's a nomination. He does need to be confirmed by the Senate, which means that he will have to testify and then ultimately answer colleagues' questions about the Signal Group release of information and more. Is there concern that his nomination might be in a very delicate position?
Well, the hope is that all Republicans stay in line and nominate him, but they still need some Democrats to get in line on that as well. Certainly there will be some punches thrown in that hearing about that Signalgate group chat, perhaps anything else that Democrats can eke out from this administration and how they've been handling national security. But you're right, it's not a locked-in nomination. He's not going to sail all the way to confirmation. I doubt it's going to work that way. So in some sense, the White House is making a political calculus that they believe, look, at the end of the day, if he doesn't make it through, shrug our shoulders, we'll be on to the next one.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi at the White House. Appreciate the update. Thank you. It's 7:46 on Jacksonville's Morning News.